Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from VivaLaVegan.net, and today I'm going to tell you about my next adventure, which is the East Coast Australian Vegan Festival Tour, taking place middle of October to the middle of November. And I start this Friday morning, very early in the morning. I'm heading first to Canberra for the first all-vegan festival that some friends of mine are organising in Canberra. It's called Living Green Festival, and you can see livinggreenfestival.org.au for more information. I'll be speaking there about 2:30 p.m. on Sunday the 16th of October on promoting veganism. And there's a lot of fun things. They've got a kid zone, they've got speakers, they've got videos, they've got a lot of food, and it'll be a really great day, and I'm very excited for Canberra to have their first all-vegan festival. So the Living Green Festival is in Canberra on Sunday the 16th of October. If you're around the area, or if you need an excuse to do something fun this weekend, make sure you come to Canberra. The weekend after that, I'm speaking again at the Animal Activist Forum, which is taking place in Melbourne at Abbotsford Convent, where World Vegan Day in Melbourne took place last year. You can have a look at activistsforum.com for more information and all the different speakers. This takes place on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd to the 23rd of October. We're having a trip to Edgar's Mission, which is a local Melbourne animal sanctuary led by Pam Ahern. On the Friday, then we're having a social dinner as well, and I can't wait for this. It'll be a lot of fun. I've got a lot of friends down in Melbourne, and that'll be cool. And I'm speaking with a few other friends on the Vegan Mainstream panel. I'll be speaking about promoting veganism online, one of my favourite topics. From Melbourne, I'll be heading down to my favourite event, vegan event in Australia, called the Cruelty Free Festival. And that's not just because I'm biased. And I love my friend Jessica Bailey, who actually created this, I think five or six years ago. I think she started the Cruelty Free Festival in Sydney. You can have a look at cruelty-free-festival.org.au for more information. And the Cruelty Free Festival will take place at the end of October, so Sunday the 30th of October, and that will start at 10 a.m. in the morning. And the World Vegan Day in Melbourne is on this day, at the end, the last Sunday of October, and the Cruelty Free Festival in Sydney is on the first Sunday of November. But they had some issues with the council in Sydney, so both of them have decided to swap them around, which is good because I'd hate to have to choose between the two of them because they're both the biggest vegan events in Australia. So I'll be emceeing on the main stage at the Cruelty Free Festival in Sydney, so make sure you come along and say hi. Also, November, in case you're not aware, the 1st of November is World Vegan Day, so I hope you have something planned to celebrate being vegan, or take some friends who aren't vegan to a vegan restaurant and just have a great day, wear a vegan shirt with pride, and you know, try and get the vegan message out the best way that you can. One of my favourite vegan outreach events, the 30-Day Vegan Easy Challenge, which is put on by Animal Liberation Victoria, starts again from the 1st to the 30th of November. And the Vegan Easy Challenge, you can have a look at their website, it's veganeasy.org. They have some really great recipes on there. They've got so many recipes, and because it's a 30-day challenge, I actually have 30-day recipes as well, so breakfast, lunch and dinner for those 30 days of the challenge. It's got so many things on there, so make sure you check that out. You would have seen, if you've looked at my VivaLaVegan.net blogs before, that I have blogged about the 30-day vegan easy challenge quite often. I did at the beginning of the year because Green Earth Group, my not-for-profit environmental awareness group, we were one of the sponsors for that this year, and Viva La Vegan has been a sponsor from the beginning. One of my college friends actually went vegan after doing the Vegan Easy Challenge, and it's a really great way to get people to try the vegan diet and lifestyle, and hopefully they'll stick around with it because that's what we all want, isn't it? So you can have a look at veganeasy.org and also see the Animal Liberation Victoria site, because they do a lot of really amazing work. There's also a cruelty-free festival on the same day, on Saturday the 5th of November. The cruelty-free festival is in Perth, so that's in Western Australia. And I have never been to this festival, but I have a few friends that live in Perth and they say it's a really great event. So hopefully one day I'll get to go. But you can check out the Cruelty-Free Festival Perth website, cruelty-freefestivalwa.org.au, for more information. And on that weekend, I'll actually be at World Vegan Day in Melbourne. And this is Australia's biggest vegan festival. There's so many people in Melbourne that are, you know, vegan at very least, or open-minded to these sort of things. And this will be taking place again at Abbotsford Convent, where it took place last year, and also where the Animal Activist Forum is taking place this year. Hopefully I'll be speaking there, and you can check out the website wvd.org.au for more information. Then that's where I finish up. So I'm going this weekend Canberra, then I'm going to Melbourne, then I'm going to Sydney, then I'm going back to Melbourne. So I've decided this year not to go to the Adelaide Vegan Festival, which I normally go to, because I think four in a month or four every week for 4 weeks is a bit too much. So that's where I will be finishing off my vegan festival tour for this year. But there's also a few other events taking place around World Vegan Day. There's the new World Vegan Day Fair, which is put on by the Vegetarian and Vegan Society of Queensland in my hometown. And you can see their Facebook page. Just have a look for Vegetarian Vegan Society of Queensland, or have a look on their website, vegsoc.org.au. That's vegsoc.org.au. And that will take place on Sunday the 6th of November, the same day as World Vegan Day in Melbourne. And I've also heard that the Alice Springs Vegan Society are having a picnic on the same day. And they have a Facebook page. Just look up Alice Vegan on Facebook and you can see more information from them. And the Vegan Society UK, which is vegansociety.com, they have a worldwide list of events that are happening. So you can have a look in their news and events section for all the events happening on World Vegan Day. Last but definitely not least is the Vegan Festival in Adelaide, which I think is the fourth year running. And Kaz, who originally started the Vegan Festival in Adelaide, and Jess, who originally started the Cruelty Free Festival in Sydney, they were the two lovely ladies who convinced me to put on my Vegan Festival, Green Earth Day and Green Earth Festival, in Brisbane for the last 2 years. I won't be able to attend the Vegan Festival in Adelaide, but it will be taking place on Sunday the 13th of November. So have a look at veganfestival.info for more information. And I hope to see you and some of your friends and family at some of these events I'll be going to. So just to recap, this weekend I'll be heading to Canberra for the Living Green Festival. Then the weekend after I'll be heading to Melbourne for the Animal Activist Forum. The week after that I'll be heading to Sydney for the Cruelty Free Festival. Then I'll be back in Melbourne for World Vegan Day. Do you think you can keep up with all of that? I hope so. Make sure you come and say hi, and have a wonderful week.